Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every day when the team gets together and we prep for news, we sit around shaking our heads, just going, all right, this is a serious story, right? This isn't Babylon B. This is really the world we live in. And it's shocking, I mean, to say the least. I don't understand leftism. I mean, I'm an expert in it because I have to study, you know, it's like zoo animals, lab animals. I have to study them, but I don't understand them. This is the craziest world I've ever heard of, and I'm telling you, if we don't put a stop to this nonsense as conservatives, pragmatic people, I don't even want to think about it in terms of, well, this is what we leave to the kids. I don't even want to think about it in terms of my legacy. I want to know I fought back. Now, you may be thinking, what are you Kevin, what do you want to fight against? I'm not talking about, you know, there are things out there I don't even, I'm not in the fight. But there are certain things that are just common sense that you go, look, I'm not letting you guys get away with this. Now, what am I talking about right now? I'm talking about the idiotic ideas around pronouns. People introduce themselves, hi, my name is Susan, and my pronouns are he and they. Sorry, too much information, Susan. That's what you're going to get called by me. And if you introduce your name as Susan, I met a lady the other day. Her name is Michael. I don't know whether her dad wanted a boy. They named her Michael. Now, it's confusing to me because Michael is a boy's name. But I do remember a lady, an actress. She was, her name was Michael. You guys might remember her. She was like in Marcus Welby or something. I'm dating myself. But she, lady, her name is Michael. That their unisex name, Sean, for example. That's a unisex name. I've always associated Sean with a girl, but there are other people that tell me, nope, Sean's a boy's name. Okay, fine. So I get that. I'm not going to get caught up in that. If you look like Bob, but your name is, you call yourself Susan, I'll call you Susan for the rest of the time. But I'm not going to use, if you look like Bob and you call yourself Susan, your pronouns are he and him with me. Because if you think it's going to be, hi, my name is Susan. You know, it's like, my name is Peggy. My pronouns are she and her. No, not with me. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to give us a buzz, I will tell you, I am so fed up with how we so easily capitulate. Right now, you know, one of the biggest discussions going on in academia is accepting kids and their pronouns. When they get signed in, you know, what's your pronoun? Get on a site and where it says your gender, male, female, other. Okay? I mean, look, it's one or the other. Now, let me just tell you, you're going to start seeing male, female, other, and it's, instead of Mr. and Mrs., what are your pronouns? And people that will call you will say, hello, I'm calling to sell you some magazines. My name is Stephen. My pronouns are they and them. Hi, Kevin. What are your pronouns? I mean, can you imagine? Just think of the wasted energy we have with all this nonsense. When you got, in my life, if you said to me, Kevin, somebody's going to walk up to you and they're going to want to know your pronouns, or they're going to correct you for mispronouncing them or misgendering them, I would have slapped you in your face. I'd have been like, what? Get out of here with your mess. I'd have sissy slapped you. I wouldn't have slapped you hard. It would have been a sissy slap. Like, oh, get out of here, you little old thing, you. I hope your pronouns are thang, by the way. Insane, man. Listen to this. This is Kamala Harris, the illegally elected vice president or selected vice president of the United States who will become your president because Joe Biden ain't going to make it. And this is what she has to say in introducing herself.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion. down.
That's right, folks. Kamala Harris introducing herself, giving us her pronouns. You know, I mean, this is unbelievable. A woman in her position, I mean, forget whether you agree or disagree about, you know, she vice president. She's not. She was elected in a coup. But she was a former senator. She was a former attorney general. That for someone to be sitting up there in a position of authority as she is and making an announcement about her stupid pronouns. But here's where it gets even worse. She says, I'm a woman and I'm wearing a blue suit. As if she might be mistaken for what? Being a man? Being naked? What? And let me tell you, here's how crazy things are going to get for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to give you the future. I can hardly wait for somebody who's colorblind to complain about her blue suit announcement. Since that is obviously discriminatory against them, right? How dare she say she's wearing a blue suit? She knows that I cannot tell whether it's a blue suit. And what about the existentialists? Is the suit really blue? Is she even really wearing a suit? Who determined that that is the right word for what she is calling what she's wearing? Maybe her suit is a dress. Don't make me get all up in here with all this nonsense here, okay? How are we having this discussion, people? A discussion about pronouns. As if life isn't difficult enough, now we are being told we must announce our pronouns. You know what my pronoun is? Screw you. Hi, my name is Kevin. My pronouns are screw you and your pronouns. And by the way, I'm wearing my mean-spirited hat. Because you get in my face, I'm going to slap you, and it ain't going to be a sissy slap this time. Unbelievable. Screw your pronouns, princess. This is the nonsense, folks, that we are allowing the left to propagate. Like I said, go look at your news cycle. Get with your kids. Ask them what's going on in school.
Hi. Well, we would really like for your child, Kevin. He doesn't use pronouns when the kids tell them their pronouns. And when we ask him what his pronoun was, he said, what his daddy said is, my pronouns are screw you.
Well, listen to my son. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I just want to make a few observations. God, I got to tell you, folks, I so thank God for how he built me and built my mind. I don't say that to brag. I really do. I look at stuff and I think to myself, I know other people aren't thinking all the angles that I'm thinking. And by the way, I think you could feel the same way. I bet there are insights when you push your mind to think about things differently. You come to this place where it's easy. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Let me put it another way. There's this book, I think it's called, I forget the name of the book, but it tells you if you spend 10,000 hours doing something, you become an expert at it. So if I was 10,000 hours as a car mechanic, I'd be really good at it. Whether you like it or not, if you're just doing it, if you're even if you're inept, if you spend 10,000 hours trying to learn a foreign language, you're going to speak it, trying to play the piano, you're going to play it. And I could go on. It's a lot of time when you think about it, because you've got to sleep, you got to, you know, use the crapper, you got to eat. But 10,000 hours. So figure out how much time that takes for you to achieve that if you did just that every day. Or maybe you put 2 hours a day doing that. 5,000 days. Go figure out how much time that takes. But if you do it, you're good at it. Here's what's interesting about this. I had been doing politics, writing, thinking now for 13 years. a minimum of 4 hours a day. In the last 6 years, it's probably closer to 8 to 10 hours a day, if I can even turn it off. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. And what it's done is it's honed my mind to such a degree that this is easy. And so you are in the same boat. You're thinking about these things. And this is why, let me tell you something else. I love finding older folks who are involved in different things and want to get back in the game, because you are a resource, untapped resource. You know, right now they're talking about letting pilots fly longer because they can't solve this supply chain issue with the airlines. They now want to bring back pilots because it's a mandatory retirement age for pilots. There's not a mandatory retirement age for the people who set the rules for the mandatory retirement age for pilots, but there's a mandatory retirement age for pilots. Many of these guys leave at the top of their craft. Oh, they aren't the physical specimens they were 20 years before, but they can fly. In fact, I'd rather have Sully than some 30-year-old pilot. So I look at you guys as resources. Not just, I'm not talking about monetary. Yes, I appreciate Albert. Albert's an older fella. Gave me a lot of money. Bob and Carol, they're an older couple. Gave me a lot of money. Many folks out there, you're older. I'm not looking for, I'm happy to get that because we need it. But you're a bigger resource because you're smart. You're thinking about these things. I tell people all the time, when I write an article and I look at the notes, what people write back, the comments, I think to myself, wow, how brilliant they are. But I'm going to tell you something. I do this 10 hours a day now, every single day. I'm clocking 3,000 because you figure 365 days a year. I'm clocking 3,000 hours a year in growing expertise around all these different subjects. And the brain can handle it. And God has given me the ability to synthesize all this per Roger Ailes, per Clarence Thomas, who have given me the highest compliments I've ever received in life, that said, Kevin, you are brilliant at taking this information and synthesizing it to its essence. And I'm going to tell you what it's born of. It's born of laziness. It's born of me saying, you know what, just stop with all the noise. I don't want to hear the noise. Just tell me how to build this IKEA thing. Give me the keys, you know, the key thing, and I'll get this IKEA thing built. Show me a picture. Tell me, don't do this, and I'll make sure I get this done. But I'm not one that wants to go, step one, sort all the materials and put them to the side and make sure that they're all there. I'm not that guy. I start building, and I start looking at it. And the more you do it, the more times you do it, the less you got to look at the diagram. You ever seen these guys that can look at a plan for a building and go walk through the building and take you exactly to it, and you're like, how can you do that? Hours and hours and hours of practice. So, with this in mind, I want to cover some of these observations that I've noticed. And I'm going to start with one. This is one of the first things I saw today. Respect for Marriage Act. Don't you love how leftists try to achieve the opposite of what they propose? Now you're saying to yourself, Kevin, big deal. We all know the old opposite gang. They tell you what they want to do, but they don't really want to do it. Yeah. Right? What's new, right? Nothing. Respect for marriage by allowing the definition to be bastardized. Call it what it is. Oh, now we're getting to what, or Kevin's getting a little bit more, you know, introspective here. The takeover of religious doctrine in order to promote hedonism. That's what it is. And here's the thing. I've had conversations with these guys, with the left, with the LGBT community, because what this is about is, well, supposedly because the Supreme Court rolled back Roe v. Wade and gave it to the states, now they want to get rid of gay marriage. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know many I'm not going to speak for all the conservatives. I don't care what gay people do in terms of your lives. I've come to the conclusion you exist. I don't know why God got you, you know, why you have your freak. I don't know. I don't get it. But you exist. I don't really care. I don't care in as much as the guy that likes to collect dolls or the girl who likes to play war games. I don't care. It's weird to me. It's a little disjointed, but I don't care. So what I do care about is when you try to make me understand it the way you want me to understand it, when I know the motivation behind what you're doing. This isn't just about the word. This is about destroying God. The centralized theme of marriage is a biblical principle ordained by a power higher than we, because if you go into marriage that way, you will not obey God. You will do things inside of marriage that you did outside of marriage if you don't have some idea of what you're working towards. That's not to say people have perfect marriages. In fact, I don't think there are any. I'm going to say this differently. I know there aren't any. But what holds a good marriage together is its belief in that biblical principle. And what these people want you to do is disregard that. Let's not let them. Let's actually fight back and let's say, you know what? We don't trust you on this. We don't trust what your ulterior motive is here. And we're going to make sure that we fight for the word. It's a word. I've learned, just like I learned what a rose is. Simple as that. Nothing new here, folks, for you. I just wanted to give you my opinion about that. I want to make some other observations too when we come back. This today, I want to expand our minds, get us thinking differently about some of these political issues that come up.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Although it was a second straight quarter of negative economic growth, President Biden is rejecting the notion that the United States is in a recession. Instead, the president is pivoting toward the Senate's new Inflation Reduction Act, which he says, without proof, will help everyday Americans out.
It's a bill that will cut your cost of living and reduce inflation and it lowers the deficit. It strengthens our economy in the long run as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is blaming Democrats for the state of the economy and rising inflation. The man accused of attacking New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is expected to appear in federal court in Rochester later today. He faces up to 10 years in prison. This is USA Radio News. Eastern Kentucky is bracing for damages after being hit with torrential rain overnight. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear notes the gravity of the situation.
We are currently experiencing one of the worst, most devastating flooding events in Kentucky's history.
The governor also declaring a state of emergency for parts of eastern Kentucky and warns the recovery process could take years for some. 9/11 families are protesting outside former President Trump's New Jersey golf course as the LIV tour begins today. Some New Jerseyans see an issue with the Saudi-backed LIV tournament, while others don't.
It's not a big deal. You know, there's dirty money coming into all corporations.
I don't feel bad about having a competing golf league. I feel bad that somebody like the Saudis are funding it, that's all.
It's golf. I don't think too far into it.
The Mega Millions jackpot set for Friday night now stands at $1.2 billion. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier about the pronoun issue, but there's a host of other issues, folks. What this amounts to is nothing more than child abuse, and it segues into nation abuse. It's abusing all of us. You spend all your time learning, and you understand that there are boys and girls. And then somebody comes along and goes, no, there's all these other iterations. You can be whatever you want to be. And if the onus is on you to remember all this data. I mean, look, I did Schoolhouse Rock. The government spent a lot of money teaching me what things were, black and white, and how to interpret things. And then as I got older, I learned how to be discerning, how to, you know, sort of figure out that it's not just black and white. There are areas of gray, subtle elements of gray. And I will choose how I interpret my gray. That's what makes all of us unique. Of the seven plus billion people in the world. Y'all see where my head is? My head is in the money, baby. Anyway, the 7 billion people in the world, there's nobody the same. Not twins, triplets, quadruplets, quintuplets, whatever, K plus 8 or whatever the number is. Nobody's the same. And your impressions are going to be different. Your impressions are different even inside of your own home. How you view your parents. Every child views them differently. Every parent views every child differently. I mean, there is nothing the same. And we've adapted. We've had no problems with this until these academics go, nope, you're all different. You're all different. And your differences are with me. And if they don't recognize your differences, let me tell you, I've known since I was a little bitty kid that everybody's different. But the ways that unite us is what make us strong, and that we are united in so many more ways than we are different, despite the multitude of differences. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I am so sick of the nonsense that these people spew every single day, and we just go for it. It's like we wait on the next crazy idea. I will give you this. I'm so happy. I talked to a guy the other day. His name is Fab. I met him at a religious retreat. And he said to me, Kevin, he's a British guy. He goes, I looked at your sizzle reel of Fox. He goes, you are amazing. And I was like, thank you, man. And what I told him, I said, here's what makes me amazing. I'm amazing in a world of ordinary because I don't do anything special. You know what I do? I speak my freaking mind. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call and speak your mind. I speak my mind. Somebody comes up to me, you need to use my pronouns. You know, I already told you guys, I'd say, great, my pronoun is screw your pronouns. How about that? But people just let people run all over them. Yeah, I tell you guys, anybody listens to the program for a long time, you know what I tell you all the time. The number one form of abuse is self-abuse. Now you think to yourself, well, you know, Kevin, I'm not a cutter. I'm not cutting myself and doing whatever people that self-abuse, you know, drugs or whatever. No. The number one form of abuse is what you allow other people to do to you. This is what I tell you all the time with us. I love you guys. I truly do. I have friends that I've known for years, people that I've worked with, worked for, people that, you know, we've run across each other in a variety of different things that I've done. I've lived a very rich life in certain ways. And we know whether it's martial arts or track and field or some sport we play together or a work-related deal or whatever. And friends for life. I have friends for life. When I say friends, I'm talking about people who will loan me money, give me money, or bail me out of jail. Or, as I like to say, come fight for me knowing that their life would be in danger. I have friends that will do all of those things. And I'm proud to say that. But I require nothing of that friendship except mutual respect for one another. In other words, I know who you are, you know who I am, we respect each other, that's it. Those that donate to help our cause, love them to death, but you don't get any more love than if you don't. Now, I'm not trying, believe me when I tell you that my team, we look at, you know, the people who've helped us substantially, we remember them, and I say their names on this program because I want you to know they hold a special place with us because they do a little bit more, but it's not a requirement, and I accept them however they are. Anyway, this so Fab goes, Kevin, you're a beast, you know, blah blah blah, and we're gonna be doing films together. And I got to tell you, he was telling me, he said this. He says, Kevin, I truly believe God puts people in the right places at the right time. I wasn't gonna go to this event. One of my friends said, do you want to go? I was like, yeah, man, because, you know, he usually is right about things. So I said, I'm going to go with you to meet another person who's, again, another stellar person. His name is Jeremy. Meet him. But sitting at a table randomly with a guy, introduces himself. Turns out he runs a film school, says, I want to partner with you on the Flick Fest. Let's make some films together. And the rest will soon to be history, as they say. So that's how things work. Anyway, I don't know where I was going. Oh, the pronouns and all this nonsense is just driving me crazy. And I'm sick of it. By the way, did you guys see this story? A woman who claims that her child, a three-year-old, came out as trans. At the age of three, this child came out as trans. Now, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say this little boy who says he's a girl, you know, I don't know what his influences are, but I go back to Matt, what's his name, that works for Shapiro's team, when he was on Dr. Phil, and he was saying, you know, how do you know? When his son said, I want to be a girl, he says, why? He goes, because I want to play with dolls. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll get you a doll. He didn't want to be a girl. He just wanted to play with dolls. Anyway, here's this woman claiming that her child, she's divorced, by the way, you can tell in the thing, but her child is gay, I mean, I'm sorry, is trans. And she's wanting to break it to the husband, I mean the former husband, very gently, his father, the child's father.
Look, another helpful question. Kids have to go to the pediatrician a certain number of times for the first few years of their life. It's to make sure they get fully vaccinated or growing on time, development is as it needs to be, yada, yada, yada. At the three-year checkup, they ask a question to see if the children know the difference. So the pediatrician looked at Bug, and she said, are you a boy or a girl? Bug looked her in the eye and said, I'm a girl. The doctor kind of looked at me, and I was like, all right, never heard about it before, but whatever. And ever since that day, she has told us that she's a girl. A little under a year ago, she started correcting us on her pronouns. I'm not a him, I'm a her. Don't call me he. Mommy, I'm not he, I'm she. It has been 2.5 years now that she has been out. I told her father when I figured she was getting close to telling him herself. Didn't want him to respond poorly.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So, mother takes her three-year-old son to the doctor, she says, to the pediatrician because, you know, you want to make sure that they're getting vaccinated and they're growing on time and their development's happening and all that. And a pediatrician looked at the little boy and asked, are you a boy or are you a girl? And that's what triggered all of this nonsense that's ensued since. Now, I don't know who the pediatrician is, but if it's on the chart as your little male, and I don't know how this mother is treating the kid, because it sounds like this came as a shock to the mother, like, I didn't know. But her answer was, once the little boy said he was a girl, she said, okay. That was it. That's all she needed to hear. This is abuse. How many things? Mom, can I stick my fork in the outlet? Okay. I mean, why not? Can I play in traffic? I mean, think back on your child rearing days and ask yourself, what did your kids say that you looked at and went, are you an idiot? My youngest son is to come to me with business ideas. You know, let's just say he said, you know what? I'm going to invent this thing you can write with, and it'll put stuff on paper, and it'll be better than the ballpoint pen. So you're going to invent the pen, right? I'm just giving you an idiotic idea, because let me tell you, my son has come to me with some doozies. And I go, great, so you're going to invent the pen. Okay, where are you going to sell this pen? Who's going to want to buy? I'm quizzing him. I'm not like, oh, well, great, you're going to want to invent the pen. Reinvent the pen. Well, okay. So now my son is the pen inventor. No, I push back. And I said, you ain't inventing anything, knucklehead. Now get your butt back in there and study. I start showing him videos of kids who have accomplished stuff. You know, won the science fair or the spelling bee at the age of 8. Get out of here, little piker. You're going to go be something. You're going to take care of your dad and your mom. And it ain't from reinventing stuff that's been invented. This generation of knucklehead parents that coddle their kids because they can pull the Velcro strap across their shoes and go, look at you, you're so smart and all that, and this is crazy. This is the leftism. This is why I fight back against it every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When did this fascination occur in America where, and maybe in the world, turn to trans people? I love humans, folks. And I'll be honest, trans people fascinate me in that car wreck kind of way. They test our sensibilities. And that's good. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, is where you can find out about me and the team. And there's a lot to go do there, and there's a lot you can do to help us there. So I hope you go, and I hope you visit, and I hope you tell people about the show. Some of you will agree with me. Look, as conservatives, we live very straight-laced lives. You know, my life doesn't change very much. I don't have parties like when I watch Bohemian Rhapsody, like Freddie Mercury, where it was just a plethora of weirdos. It looked like a circus when they would show his parties. You know, they had the fat bearded lady and the tall skinny dude and the midgets and the, you know, whatever, the two-headed monsters and whatever. It's a freak show. And here's what's interesting about that. It turns out life is a freak show. There are bearded ladies. There are hairless people. There are people that are super tall, people that are super short, people that are huge and fat, and people that are really skinny, people who are, you know, their rubbery bodies and all that. And it's all freaky. And here's the funny thing about it. What I can tell you, you have an interest in it because you go to the circus and you go to the zoo and you watch crazy things on TV, and it expands your mind to all these different things. And while I tell people there are certain things you can't unsee, so be careful what you go out there searching for. But for the most part, it's good when you see the plethora of things that are out there and available to people and what makes people tick. Because the more you know, the more understanding you become. This knowledge is good and powerful. And I can tell you, you can put trans people in front of me, LGBTQIA, and as I like to add, WTF, to whatever you want. You can put any freak you want in front of me, and my core values remain the same. They will not get tested. I'm not worried about it. And I think this is what bugs the left about us, is they call us dogmatic. I'm not dogmatic. As I say all the time, I don't care that you want to be a freak. If you are a freak and you want to, you know, do your freaky thing, I don't care. I'll even come to your party. It could be I've been to parties, LGBT parties, and one of my friends, his name is Jeff, and he can attest to this. He invited me to his party. He told me, he says, "Now, Kevin," he goes, "there's a lot of people here that are, you know, they're going to be like wanting to turn you out, and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, because you're going to be the only freak there because you're just straight dude." And I said, "Man, look, I enjoy your company." His guy's name was Jerry. I said, "You guys are cool. You know, I would love, you know, I'm going to hang out." And the dude was, I got to tell you, I told this story about Jeff. One of the sharpest dude sales guys I've ever met. Left no stone unturned. That's how we met in sales. And I didn't know at the time he was gay until I wanted to hire him. And he told me, "Kevin, I'm gay." I was like, I already knew. And here I am, staunch conservative. I already know he's gay. He doesn't know I know. And I still want to hire him. He's like, "You want?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, you're good at what you do. I don't care about your sexuality. I'm not gay. But we share a commonality in what we do for a living. I don't, I can be vocal. I go to parades and all that." I go, "Look, as long as it doesn't infringe on your work, I don't care what you do." It blew his mind. And see, let me tell you something else about gay people I meet. When they look me up, they're like, "Well, man, you're a staunch conservative." I go, "How did we meet?" "Well, we met on an airplane." Did I know you were gay? This one time I was on a plane. It was a gay lady and her girlfriend. They broke up since. And I go, and she was very talented. She says, "I'm a singer." I said, "I'd love to hear your stuff." I heard it. I said, "You're very talented. We might want to do something together with you." But she was gay. And she looked me up. She goes, "Well, you're a conservative." I go, "Yeah. And what did I say to you?" I said, "Were you with your girlfriend at the time?" "Yeah." "Did I freak out?" "Yeah." And I said, "I told you, I'd like to hear your work. I heard your work. Did I contact you?" "Yeah." "So what's your deal?" She goes, "You know what? You're right." I went, "Exactly." I said, "Let me explain something to you. That's the way most conservatives feel. You were with your girlfriend, but you weren't pressuring me. Where's your boyfriend? You know, you knew I wasn't gay, but I wasn't hitting on you. So, you know, get what I'm saying?" So it was a learning lesson for everybody. Not for me, for her. She and her girlfriend. So I was like, "Look, all I care about is you said you sing. I listened to your work. You're really good. And if there's a way I can help you, great." And that's where we left it. But those are lessons that you get to teach people. But I'm not changing. You know, if you want to marry your car, I'm not going to, "Well, you know, Bo Bill there married a car. I should really give some consideration to marrying my cars." No. You know, I learned, just out of curiosity, "What is it about this car?" "Oh, Kevin, you just have to see the curves, see the lines. Do you see what I see? I see a nice looking car. I don't want to marry it." I mean, where do you go from here? Anyway, but I love all human beings as long as they're not hurting anybody. I don't care what they do with their bodies. I don't care what clothes they wear. When I grew up, the people who had tattoos were either sailors or people that had a run-in with somebody. Now everybody's got tattoos. There are girls that are tattooing their thighs. Are you seeing this trend? Right on their thigh. They have I don't know what the tattoos are, but it looks horrible. But they're tattooing their thighs. Okay. You know, again, freaky, but not my business. The makeup, the hair. But I tell you, one of my favorite cousins is Skip. Skip is gay. He's been gay. We've known he was gay since he was probably 8 years old. You know, I mean, we knew he was funny, as my grandma would call it. And his mom would deny it, but I was like, no, Skip has all the tendencies that I see when people grow up and officially announce that they're gay. And he didn't have to come out. We all knew. The only one who was in denial was his mother. And now, fully accepted, nobody gives a crap, man. We've all got some family member who's gay, and it may have been a little strange at first, but it was no big deal. But let me tell you something. As much as I love Skip, I didn't go, well, Skip, tell me all about the gay experience. I don't give a crap about it. I don't even want to know. Earmuffs, I don't want to know, man. But I'm going to tell you this. All of it is like a circus to me. I watched this film with Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, the heroin addict that was an amazing actor but died with a needle in his arm because he couldn't wait for the nanny to take the kids to the park so he could shoot up. That's how much that chemical influenced him. Anyway, he's a brilliant actor, and he and De Niro are in this movie where Hoffman is a trans man. He's in that world. And De Niro was his neighbor. And he saw Philip Seymour Hoffman's character as a weirdo. Philip Seymour Hoffman always wore women's. He looked like a matronly old, you know, middle-aged lady. And that's the way he dressed. And his neighbor was like, you freak. You know, but he didn't like anybody. But just for the record, De Niro's character didn't like men, didn't like the NGMW any more than he didn't like the LGBT. But to just cut to the chase, they end up becoming friends. Why? Because they got to know each other on a human level. That was it. Years ago, I think it was a trans guy. He was a staunch conservative. He would write to me on Twitter. I mean, I got kicked off Twitter, so I don't know, you know, where the person is anymore. But this person would write to me on Twitter. And I'll be honest with you. At first, it was like, this is kind of weird. But I would look at the dude's tweet. He became a girl. I would look at the tweets and go, this dude is, girl, is staunchly conservative. And, you know, while going through this whole transitional thing, whatever, was still espousing conservative values. And I thought to myself, wow, think about guts to be black and conservative. Guts to be black, conservative, and trans, and that's what made me think about it differently. I don't want to be, I'm not gay, I certainly wasn't transsexual or whatever, but I could have befriended this person because it was like, well, we share this commonality in conservatism. You get to know people and you overlook the freak. Let me tell you, I don't know many of you out there, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. You're freaky. You got something that's weird to me. And it could be a little weird or it could be super duper weird. But you got something that's weird. Something that your friends look at and go, yeah, well, that's Billy. Right there, I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.